I was there a little late, but Big Fatty was there, is what I'm trying to get to.
Yes.
And I haven't met him yet, and so it was so, I was really excited to. I was really excited to hop on the bus and hop on the 22 and get down there. It was awesome because I was there late, so pretty much everyone was there already that was coming. And so I got to meet some awesome listeners and fellow podcasters, and it was really, really cool. But I honestly got to spend some really QT with Big Fatty.
Nice.
And what was so awesome about it to me, and I'm sure he'll make fun of me for even saying this, he is just an awesome person, just really sweet and amazing. And yes, he has his, you know, bravado, if you will. But, you know, I honestly just got to talk to him like as a person one-on-one. And he's exceptionally sweet and awesome. And I feel much better, you know, of a person of knowing him. You know, he's just one of those people that was just really kind-hearted and very appreciative and just an awesome guy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He is just an awesome person.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one, the awesome person one. This is episode 353 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th, y'all, of June 2009. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is just back to his regular old nattering, and maybe we'll have a Ask Big Fatty question, too. Awesome. Oh, hello, everyone. How is your Thursday going? Y'all, it is the last day of the week at the coal mine for Big Fatty, because, you know, we work those horrible, horrible 10-hour days. And, you know, I have a feeling that Friday is just going to be one of these days where I'm like, you know. So, anyway, y'all, that was the John Michael Haas from the John Michael Haas show. Up there in the Chicago, and he had some awesome things to say. Y'all, he said awesome 6 times in that minute. And evidently, it is one of his favorite words. But y'all, it was very sweet of him to have all those awesome things to say about Big Fatty. Anyway, it's I really appreciate all of that. And y'all, I'm still just heartbroken that The Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo, who is the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, which the BFO is a part of, that he was unable to be there. But y'all, I understand Big Fatty comes to town and he immediately has to leave. Understood. So, anyway, y'all, I have got to correct a podcasting malady. And it's not a podcasting malady at all. It's a memory malady. See, I've already forgotten what it was. And y'all, back when Big Fatty was up in the Chicago, there was a picture posted of the big group of everybody up there. And there must have been 10 or 12 people in the picture. And y'all, Big Fatty was so proud of himself. He got all the names just exactly perfect on all of the people in the picture. Except one, and that was little Jeffrey, who Big Fatty put Jimmy down there on the picture. And y'all, Big Fatty knows it was Jeffrey, and he put Jimmy on there anyway. It's just like this past weekend. Big Fatty knew what Warren's name was, and he wrote Denny's name down there. And y'all, you know, everybody is Larry the Lurker, so, you know, that's just, you know, a given. But anyway, I offer my humble apologies to Jeffrey up there in the... And by the way, y'all, I've been told that Jeffrey is a listener, as is Luke. Is it Luke? I think it's Luke. Yes, I'm sure it's Luke. Is it Luke? Now I'm worried. I'm going to fuck it up again. Big Freddy, you're going to fuck it up. Anyway, I'm going to go with Luke, and if it's wrong, then they'll let me know. But anyway, so y'all, I couldn't figure out how to change the picture and change everything on there without it looking retarded. So y'all, at noon today, Thursday, the 11th, y'all, episode 353. Did I say that at the beginning of the show? I don't remember. It was just an awesome opening, and I've just forgotten what I did. But anyway, y'all, something came up that time. But anyway, at noon today, Thursday, that's noon Eastern, Big Fatty is going to post a special picture of Jeffrey on the BFO. So y'all go on over there and get a good look at Jeffrey. He has been swept off his feet. And I think y'all will enjoy seeing this picture. It was a picture that Big Fatty did not post. So it's a new picture, even for those of you who were at the meet and greet up there. And the hoot nanny, if you will. So, Jeffrey, hopefully that will put me back in the good graces of you and all the other fine folks up there in the Chicago's. So, and y'all, Jeffrey and Omar and Denny and Luke, and seems like there may be somebody else that gets together on the weekends, and they drink heavily. That's my kind of group. Y'all, speaking of my kind of group, I was watching the the news this morning. And y'all, there was a man. They're talking about grilling out on the grill, which is what you grill on. But barbecue is a noun here in the South. It is not a verb. And when you use the grill, that's the receptacle with the briquettes in it. That noise really bothers Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But anyway, y'all, they had a man on talking about, you know, different kinds of things you can do on the grill. And y'all, this may be a recipe that Lurie Warbucks, Lurie Dean, wants to add to his recipe blob. And y'all, what? Why am I so gay? Y'all had corn for lunch. That's it, just corn. And then y'all, we had a some sort of cheesecake kind of thing that it was a half inch crust of butter and graham cracker crumbs, and then it was just like sweetened condensed milk poured on top of that. And y'all, it must have been 2 inches thick. Delicious. We were celebrating the mother's final birthday because, you know, she won't be with us this time next year. And not that she's dying. She's just retiring. Speaking of that, y'all, I told you about the Social Security thing. And I did a little spreadsheet on that to see what it would take. And y'all, if I retire at 62 at $1,385. Now, that's today's dollars, y'all. You know, we're talking 9 years down the road when Big Fatty hits 62. Or 9 years plus. And I would get, if I started taking it at 62, $1,385 a month, I would have to be age 77. So that's 15 years before waiting to take full retirement at 66 years and 4 months and get $1,901. I'd have to be age 77 before taking that second option would pay off more. And y'all, if I waited to age 70 to retire, you know, I'd get $2,482 a month, but I'd have to wait till age 80 before that started making more money for me than starting at age 62. And y'all, that's 18 years. 15 or 18 years. And, you know, I went and looked at the longevity charts and all, and they ask you all these questions and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, it said that I should live to age 96. Y'all, I don't want to live to age 96. Dear sweet mother of God. So, I mean, I'd be the Sea Hag's age if I was 96. I mean, it's just, I don't know, but I think I'm going to start at age 62 and just be and say fuck it. Because, you know, the Social Security is not going to be around forever. So get it while you can. Anyway, back to the grilling. Y'all, this man had an idea of something different to do on the grill. And he suggested that you take your hamburger patty. Now, those of you who are the vegetarians, you probably don't want to do this. But anyway, you take your hamburger patty and you roll it out real thin. And then you put cooked crumbled bacon. And he said, like, some Gouda, not Gouda cheese. What kind of cheese did he put on there? I don't, maybe it was Gouda. I don't know, some kind of smoky cheese. I don't remember what it was. But he said do that and then roll it up so it looks like a hot dog. And then you wrap the burger that looks like a hot dog in bacon, and you put that on the grill, and it cooks the bacon and the hot dog, and everything inside is already cooked, and then you serve it on a hot dog bun. Y'all, that sounds delicious. So, and y'all, Arthur over there at the New Zealand's, you know, he's it's already Friday. It's already Friday in New Zealand, so, you know, he's already enjoying my day off. And y'all, he sent me something, this recipe. And Lurie Dean, I don't think you want to put this one up, because it just, y'all, it just sounds a little, it sounds a little vile. But, and I've already lost it. I don't know where it is. But anyway, he found a recipe where you take the chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts with the fudge frosting on top and the fudge on the inside, and you take two of those, and you cook them in the toaster oven, and you take three strips of bacon, and you put that in between them, and you make it a sandwich. And it's the Pop-Tart, chocolate fudge, Pop-Tart, and bacon sandwich. Y'all, that's not, the ratio of bacon to chocolate is not high enough. You need more bacon than just three strips. That's all I gotta say. And y'all, it just looked vile. So anyway, y'all, by the way, on Wednesday at noon, Big Fatty posted the six pictures of the possible antique Vera, who was down there at the Disney World. And y'all, I'm not sure which one it is. So you might want to go over there and put your vote in as to which one of those people, and I use the term people loosely, is the antique Vera. And just let me know. And antique Vera said that she would add her vote once everyone else had completed their voting. So go on over there and take a look at that. Y'all, now I've talked about the hamburger hot dog. Y'all, at the coal mine today, there someone came into the about, there's been a gas leak. And Larry Cly is like, well, you're telling us there's a fucking gas leak every day. But there was they're doing some work across the street from the coal mine, and they hit the gas main, and it was gas everywhere. Y'all, it was the first time in the history of the coal mine that there was more gas outside of the building than inside the building. And so they all came out and had to fix the gas problem, and Larry Cly and Larry Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
They both went outside begging the gas company to come inside and see if they could find my shutoff valve, but they were unable to do that. Now, y'all, I mentioned on yesterday's show that I hadn't heard from Perfetti or from Eric the Southern Boy lately. And you know that they had, Perfetti had that breaking news on the BFO that he and Eric the Southern Boy were going to start a new podcast. But y'all, that we've heard nothing else about it until today. Freddie and Eric the Southern Boy have a new podcast. Now, y'all, this new podcast, which is what I was trying to fucking say, is called GPRN. And y'all, from what I understand from several individuals, the GPRN stands for Go Poop Right Now. Now, I have not heard the podcast yet. I have downloaded. There are two episodes out there. But GPRN, it's in the iTunes. But anyway, who knew? Big Fatty certainly didn't know. Let's do this. Well, y'all, after all this love today, I wanted to play the music to Love Connection, the Love Connection with Chuck Woolery, but the music sucks. So I'm just going to play this, and maybe you can guess what this is, and then I'll tell you about Love Connection. How's that? Well, y'all, The Love Connection was an American television game show where singles tried to find the best date and to have something in common with each other. The show debuted in syndication on September the 19th, 1983, and ended on July 1st, 1994, after more than 2,000 shows. Oh, dear Lord, I am receiving a call from the Podfather now, y'all, so we'll just go ahead and take this live. Hello? Hi, I'm doing the very last little bit of my show now, and so you get to be on it. I don't know that they're going to hear you, though, but we just played the Memory Lane music. No, I'm sure they won't hear you at all, but anyway, reruns continued to air from 1994 to 1995, and it was hosted by Chuck Woolery. So, and then in the 98-99 season, it was hosted by Pat Bullard. So, there you are, y'all. And now, did you figure out what the Mystery Lane music was for today's show? Well, it was from the Lucy Show, because, y'all, who doesn't love Lucy? So, y'all, I am, right this very second, I am in the Daniel Beaver chat room while I am on the Archer Gangbang, while I'm recording the BFO number 353, and y'all, the worlds are colliding. They are just colliding. So anyway, I think that I will. I was gonna do an Ask Big Fatty, but I don't think I've got time to do that today. So we'll have to wait and do that on the Friday, show. And anyway, by the time Archer actually hears this on Thursday morning while he's eating his Cheerios, he'll go, this sounds sort of familiar, but I don't remember listening to this yet. So, anyway, because, you know, y'all, he has the CRS, but I wonder if Archer, the Podfather, I wonder if he has the GPRN. Do you have the GPRN right now? The GPRN is go poop right now. Okay, well, is the power back on in Washington, D.C.? Oh, thank God, it's back on, y'all. And, you know, I know this is exciting as listening to Archer talk about the people in the chat room. And, oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, we are coming to the end. Arthur, by the time Arthur hears this, it'll be Sunday. So, you know, you just never know what you're going to experience here on the BFO, but except for the fact that it is going to be a fucking train wreck. And y'all, we were going to try to have Scotty in the gangbang also, but he is ill-equipped or something like that. I don't know what the fuck it means. So, the Podfather says he'll be joining us shortly. I don't know if that is a comment about midgets or whatever, but y'all, what we all think about Archer and Arthur and especially Scotty and Big Fatty is...
he is just an awesome person.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good G gosh. And gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.